Your Sunrise news, weather, and travel. This is Early Breakfast with Abs on Cape Talk.
Now, the next few weeks are very important for matriculants because this is the time where they have to make their all-important choice about what and where to do their tertiary studies or whatever studies they choose to do after their matric class. Now, Nola Payne, Head of Faculty for Information and Communications Technology at the Independent Institute of Education, joins you once again to talk you through the process of preparing your child for tertiary studies next year. Nola, thank you so much. A very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Morning. Thanks, Ed.
Now, it's that time of the year. I mean, it always feels like it's too soon. But this year, as we've said before, the year of matriculants just flies by just like that.
Well, if you think about it, it's March already. I mean, the year has flown by. And what happens is the universities and the private higher institutions usually open applications from about mid-April. So there are only about, 4 to 6 weeks left before they start taking applications. So these next couple of weeks, I think, is important for the matriculants sort of to buckle down, start making serious decisions, and even really looking at it, oh, well, it's early, I've got a long time still to apply. They need to realize there's a lot of other kids, because of the competition in those very popular courses, a lot of kids are going to apply early now. So the competition actually starts now for those positions.
And then, Nola, talking to that, we've got parents right now that are listening. We've got students that are in matric that are also listening, wondering, how do I figure out what to study, especially if I have so many options that are available?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. Firstly, that gut feel. What do you really like to do? What excites you? So something in the field of where your passions lies is where I think the starting point is. Once you've sort of got an idea of that, I would say find out what the demand is in the marketplace for the particular job that you would like to go in. Because there's nothing worse than having been studying for 3 to 4 years, you come out and you cannot find a job. And I've come across a couple, over the last few years only, a couple of kids who have done very well in very prestigious degrees and cannot find work. So I think unless you want to be an academic, make sure that there are going to be jobs available when you graduate. So I think that's the second important one. And, then the other kinds of things are, is the degree or the diploma, again, is it work-focused? In other words, what you are going to study, is it just airy-fairy theory that you can never apply, or is it actual applied theories and practical work that you can use in the workplace? So in other words, you're studying for a career path. Parents also matriculants shouldn't discard the new kind of careers that are emerging. All the time, especially in the digital arena and technology, there are new careers coming up every year that weren't there 5 years ago. So, even if your kid shows an interest in doing something, maybe looks a little bit off the wall, consider it. The way forward changes rapidly, and who knows if what traditionally they want to study is going to even be around in the next 10 years.
All right. It is 9 minutes now before we get to 5 o'clock. You are listening to the voice of Nola Payne, who is the Head of Faculty for Information and Communications Technology at the Independent Institute of Education. And we are talking about helping parents and matriculants this year to make that all important decision of where and what to study when it comes to the studies after matric. So what are some of the processes at home that you've gone through? 0214460567, would love to find out from you. What are some of the things that you've seen or you've experienced have sort of helped you with your child when they were choosing to go into their studies the following year? Would love to hear from you. Now, Nola, you talk about the fact that, parents should also consider that there's new qualifications that or careers that have come up in the last couple of years, but also one would argue and say for parents, they know they've been there, and then you also argue for the child to say, but it's all about passion also at the same time. So how much of these big decisions should be left to the child to decide, and when does the adult then step in to decide what a child must study? if there's ever any such time?
Well, look, I think, you know, they're young adults, so I think the decision needs to be left with them, the final decision. But because they're young, they will need support and guidance from the parents. But I think the ultimate decision is theirs. They're the ones that are going to have to be in this career for the next 40 years. You know, the parents are going to retire and pass on perhaps along the next 40 or 50 years, and they're not the ones that are going to have to get up every morning and go and do that work. So I think ultimately that you have to leave it up to the matriculant to decide, and you've got to trust them. You know, this is one of the biggest decisions they're going to make at their age now, or probably the biggest one. You know, they're almost going to decide on their future career path. Some will make mistakes, and they only maybe realize that once they've got to tertiary study. And, you know, often they're in there in their first year, and suddenly they're exposed to all the different options that are available, which they maybe didn't explore earlier on. So it's not uncommon for students to do a swap in the middle of their first year or at the end of the first year, when they either figure out, well, this is not exactly what I wanted to do, but I want to do the following. So, you know, parents must not, and guardians must not, discount that there will be mistakes made. But I think it's you know, life learning. You know, and we would like to teach our kids to take decisions and to live with consequences, and maybe, you know, so it's almost those life lessons where it's not only academic skills they're learning, but they're learning how to navigate their way through life and life decisions.
And Nola, just on that, as if choosing a career was not difficult on its own, you also have to choose an institution. So how does one go about doing that? How does one go about determining the best tertiary institution for themselves?
Look, we have our 26 public universities, which are those large institutions set up in the different major cities across the country. Then there are hundreds of other smaller private institutions. So, you know, depending on what the priorities are of the family themselves, are the large institutions too big and too overwhelming for the kind or the personality of the kid that's going to be going to study? If that's the case, then they should look at private higher education institutions. Class sizes, you know, if you're in a public university, you could land up in a class 500 students to 1,000 students. Would that be overwhelming again? Rather go for a smaller option where you've got maybe 50 kids in a class. Proximity, where do you live? Can you afford to send your child away to live in Rennes, you know, and all of that kind of distance? Are normally the smaller private institutions are closer to home? And obviously if you live in a big city, the publics are close as well. Or do you, or are you prepared to spend the extra money and send your kid to perhaps another province to do something? So I think those are the major things, you know, proximity, the size of the institution, the costs involved with distance. And then obviously, of course, the most important one, do they have the courses or do they offer the courses that the new student or the matriculant is interested in doing?
Nola, and just before we let you go then, your parting words on this conversation?
Well, I think, you know, don't underestimate the time left. I think it's not time to knuckle down. Many institutions are going to be having opening days within the next month or two, and they need to really make an effort to go to those open days to find out more information and to question and find out if the institutions are accredited and registered so they are not fly-by-nights or something. But all the best to matriculants going forward, and I think they need to take this decision seriously.
That's another conversation there, Nola. Fly-by-night institution, that's a very big concern, I would imagine, for many parents out there. Nola, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. We look forward to chatting with you again in the near future.
Okay, thanks, Abs. Keep well.
Thank you so much, Nola Payne, from the Independent Institute of Education. 50